It's Monday, October 3rd, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. On this date, just a handful of years ago, there was a girl born by the name of Karen Hughes, who later became Karen Bowden, my mama. Now, anyone who knows my mama probably knows that she's good at telling a story, she's good at telling a joke, and she's even good at cutting a rug. But something that many people don't know is that she's good at keeping a secret. She had me convinced one Christmas that I was not getting Reebok pumps. All right. It was the early 90s, and I was convinced at that time that a guy wasn't cool if he didn't have a pair of Reebok pump tennis shoes. There is actually video footage of me ecstatic on Christmas morning as I open up the present and see that there are Reebok pumps inside. Now, why was I so surprised? It's because I didn't think I was getting them. Mama had kept it a secret. Now, here's the deal with secrets. If someone has a secret, no matter how much you might want to know the secret, until someone tells you, you can't know what it is. Right? Like, you can't know what it is unless they tell you. And the same is true when it comes to knowing who God is. Unless He reveals Himself, we will not and we cannot know who He is. But He has revealed Himself. God has made Himself known in three ways. First of all, in creation. Psalm 19:1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God." What it's saying right there is basically the stars, the heavens, and really it goes on to reveal the rest of creation screams at us that the God who made all things is brilliant, creative, and glorious. Job 38, starting at verse 4, God questions Job and he says, "Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? On what were its bases sunk? Or who laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy? Or who shut in the sea with doors when it burst out from the womb? When I made clouds its garment and thick darkness its swaddling band and prescribed limits for it and set bars and doors, and said, thus far shall you come and no farther, and here shall your proud waves be stayed." God is powerful. He is wise and He is great. And all of creation makes that very clear. Now, the second way that God has made Himself known to us is through conscience. It's through our conscience. And that's a deep understanding of right and wrong. Romans 2, verse 14 and 15 says this, "For when Gentiles, who do not have the law, by nature do what the law requires, they are a law to themselves, even though they do not have the law. They show that the work of the law is written on their hearts, while their conscience also bears witness, and their conflicting thoughts accuse or even excuse them." All right, his point here is that when we do wrong, we have no excuse. Because we know from the inside that we should do what is right. All right. God has taken something of His own standards of right and wrong and placed them in every human heart. This tells us about God. He always does what is right and good and worthy of praise. God is both great and He is good. Now, the third way that God has made Himself known to us is communication. God speaks. God talks. God is a talking God. Genesis 1:3 says, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light." Now the words "and God said" are repeated in verses 6, 9, 11, 14, 20, 24, and 26, where each of the special acts of creation are brought about when God speaks. This shows us that God's word is powerful and active, and it is meant to not only to instruct, but also create that which is new and glorious. Hebrews 1, chapter 1, verse 1 and 2 says, "Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom he also created the world. All right. So God has made himself known through creation, through conscience, and communication. Knowing that God is a talking God helps us understand better one of the most important and precious possessions we have in all of life, our Bible. Let us be a people who take this precious possession, open it, read it, live it, and love it. And in so doing, make much of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Day. You know.